Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be serving the banks. Oh, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be. Got very excited about having our good friend Sarah Heiner back on the show. Sarah, as you know, is the CEO and the president of Bottom Line Publications, BottomLineInc.com. Bottom Line Personal is their twice monthly publication, plus their yearbooks, which I'm looking at my beautiful copies right now. And their Bottom Line Personal is awesome. It's still in print as well as online, and you need to have it. And she always brings us great ideas every month. Sarah Heiner, welcome back to the show.
Good morning. You know what my nickname is for Bottom Line Personal?
What?
I call it 30 Minutes to Smart because it's all such a quick read.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Quick read. What should I do about it? So many different topics. 30 Minutes to Smart.
In fact, we got a couple of those specific ones right now that I want to talk about, and because I couldn't wait to get you on the air to talk to the audience about why we sigh, the biology
and
psychology. Well, I'm a husband. Come on, Sarah. Come on, Sarah. Come on, man. I'm a husband. I mean, if I didn't sigh, how would my wife know when I was aggravated about something? Because I can't say it out loud, or I she'll hurt me. I can't just say, you know, all I can do is go.
Well, that's the funny thing. So my husband sighs as well. This is where the story idea came from.
It's a husband survival step. Are you kidding me? Come on.
And then the wives go, "Are you okay?" And then you say, "Yeah, I'm fine." But no, because you're walking up the hall giving me this huge sigh. So I'm going, "What's going on?" So we spoke to a neurobiology scientist and we spoke to a psychologist because there's two aspects to this, actually.
There are two kinds of sighs, right? They're the real sighs that your body is doing to survive.
Yes.
And the other one is a passive-aggressive sigh, right?
No, actually, there's a good sigh and a bad sigh. There's like three sighs. So number one, yes, our bodies actually need to sigh. You probably don't realize it. Even the non-sighers out there, you probably sigh about a dozen times an hour. Because that's a way to help reinflate your lungs. The little air sacs in your lungs can collapse normally.
Your body is saying, dude, sister, come on, breathe.
Yeah, exactly. So physiologically, we just need to sigh every so often, which is basically like a super deep breath, like a double breath. And that forces the alveoli to open up. So it's not like a bad thing. Physiologically, we need to do it. Now, psychologically,
it is interesting, though, how sometimes you'll be concentrating on something, and all of a sudden your body will just take over, and you'll go, you think, wow, what was that? What was that? Where'd that come from? You know, it'll actually shock you a little
bit. I'm oxygen thirsty, please.
Yeah.
So psychologically, there's two sides. There's the good side. You're saying there's the husband, oh, my gosh, please. Do I have to go through this again? Sigh.
Right.
But there's also the satisfaction sigh. So there's the, oh, like a job well done.
You're talking about an endorphin sigh? Endorphin sigh?
Well, just like, you know, so when I'm done with this, I always get myself all pressured to do a great job for you and to do my research. And at the end, when I'm done, I'll have a satisfaction sigh of, oh, that was lovely. Right? So when you face a challenge and you go, wow, you know, I'm done. So it's just kind of this, I'll say it, a transition in the good side.
It's an emotional thing then, isn't it? Because you're right. I mean, I do that too. You know, you get all worked up and you focus on it and you, as you say, you stand and deliver and then you go, well, that's done.
Right.
So it's emotional. So it's a multi-purpose human response, isn't it?
Sighs do all sorts of things, just like anxiety does all sorts of things, and racing heartbeats, there's a good side and a bad side. But let's get to the part of what do you do about it, because there is the dark side of sighing.
Yeah.
They're like, oh my gosh, I have a complaint, but I don't want to say it. Well, say it. Use your words. Some people sigh when they don't know what to say or they think they're going to get in trouble. Well, use your words. If you have something to say, then say it. Because otherwise what ends up happening, the sigh gets misinterpreted. I'm telling you, I can't tell you how many times a week my husband will sigh, I'll think something's wrong, he'll say, no, I'm fine. And then what do women do anyway? They go, oh, no, there's really something wrong.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly right. When there might not really be anything wrong.
There may not nothing, right? I mean, it's that old, you know, he's out talking at the dinner table. She thinks that he wants a divorce.
Right.
In fact, he's worrying about why his motorcycle won't start.
That's right.
So use your words, you know, and then watch yourself in terms of, like, what's really going on.
Yeah.
So that's what to do if you're a sire. If you're with a sire and they sigh, ask, but in a gentle, not accusatory way. So, because otherwise, you end up in a fight with accusations.
How about just find out if they do it two or three times before you say anything, ladies, especially.
Well, you don't want to jump on every single sigh.
That's right.
Exactly.
Thank you very much.
And in the end.
Well, hold on. Quick break. We've got to take a quick one, right?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.